Good morning. 7-Eleven and 52. We got a high of 68 today. God, that feels... It can't be real. I don't think I've read that high of a number in 6 months. It's insane. Tonight, we got a low of 52. Some rain kind of scattered throughout, but I'll take it, man. I will take it.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, more bad news for Kevin Spacey. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is reviewing a sexual assault case against the actor. According to a statement, the case involves, quote, events that took place in October 1992 in West Hollywood with a male adult. The former star of House of Cards has been accused of sexual assault by several men. Authorities in the U.S. and England have both opened criminal investigations into the allegations. So far, no charges have been put up against Spacey. Actor Anthony Rapp was the first person to accuse Spacey of sexual misconduct last year. Well, according to a new study, guys with one-syllable names make more money. A lot more money, actually. The study focused on high earners, and the researchers discovered that adding just one syllable to your name puts you at risk for losing more than $49,000 in yearly salary. And guys with three-syllable names, they didn't even stand a chance. Their salary is dipping $90,000. It seems that it's easier to remember short names than longer ones, so guys with short names get called on for promotions, better jobs, and bigger opportunities. So time to start calling yourself by your nickname. The shorter, the better. I'm just B from here on out. I'm lucky. Brock, that's one syllable. Hunter, he's screwed. Kiki doesn't stand a chance. But Brock, I'm in it, man. Make all the money. Lastly, scientists at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh have programmed robots to help them conduct experiments. So instead of human beings in white lab coats running the test, they've got machines doing it and gathering the data. Are these people insane? One step closer to Skynet, folks. We got robots that can land perfect backflips and open doors, and now they're doing experiments on their own? What are we doing? We're basically just giving our new robot overlords all the tools they need to become our robot overlords. Oh, my God. Now, the scientists actually say they're very close to having the robots actually plan their own experiments before carrying them out. You know what? Human dissection counts as a robot experiment, you psychos, you fools. You're bringing on our own destruction. Do we not understand this? All right. Have we learned nothing from any of the sci-fi movies out there? Terminator, for God's sakes. All right. I blame Pittsburgh. When this happens, all right, when all of a sudden I see robots coming to take away my family for scientific experiments, I'm blaming Pittsburgh, man. I'm blaming Pittsburgh. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?